This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. Hour number two on Wednesday, March 31st. Say goodbye to March. Can you imagine how fast this year has gone? Say goodbye to the first quarter of 2021. It's already time for April Fool's Day tomorrow, and I'm not April fooling you, right? Tomorrow's April Fool's Day, right? April 1st is tomorrow. Today is March 31st, so we're one day away from the month of April, the end of March, and the end of quarter number one. Kind of hard to believe how fast it all went. So my theme in hour number one, other than announcing that the news was just in, that the Wisconsin Supreme Court struck down the Democrat governor's mask mandate, and that Jen Psaki, the spokesman for Joe Biden, reveals that Biden's absolutely committed to installing a black woman on the Supreme Court. And what I said about that was, you know, fine. Then find me a great, qualified, conservative black woman. But don't tell me I'm a racist because I don't want a liberal-slash-socialist-slash-communist black woman, because I don't want a white socialist-slash-communist man. But number two, don't tell me you're going to pick someone just because they're black. That's racist. That's absolutely racist. And then I covered the black-on-Asian attack in New York City, another one caught on film, and a man's been arrested for a brutal attack a New York City Asian woman, and I'm sick of hearing that there's all this Asian hate and that it's being blamed on Republicans and Donald Trump's speeches, because we have every right to hate China and the Chinese government of China. No one's ever said anything about hating the Chinese people, A, and B, nobody that I know hates Chinese American people. If they're in America, I love them. Are you kidding me? I'm a Jewish kid. I've been eating at Chinese restaurants three nights a week my entire life. I'm 59 years old. For the last 40 to 50 years, I've eaten three times a week at Chinese restaurants. Love the waiters, love the owners, love the managers, become friends with every owner of every Chinese restaurant in New York, and then when I lived in L.A., and now that I live in Vegas. Ask any Chinese restaurant in town about Wayne Root. They all know me. I'm like their brother. So, you know, I have nothing against any group of people, but if anything, I have a love of the Chinese people. That doesn't mean I have to love the Chinese Communist Party and the Chinese Communist government. That they could be completely evil, and they may very well have purposely destroyed our economy and killed hundreds of thousands of people with COVID by allowing, either by purposely sending it our way, which, you know, I don't think most people believe that's what happened, but it's very possible. You're naive if you don't think that's possible. We had just won the trade war. Who knows what they purposely or didn't purposely do? Or more likely, let's say that's a 20% chance, and let's say 80% it got out of their biowarfare lab, but so what? They're guilty. They're the ones who were studying it and producing it. And then when it got out, they made the conscious decision to, freeze the entire Wuhan province and not let anyone out in the rest of China, but they let them all board airplanes at the Wuhan airport and fly to Italy, get everyone sick, fly to America, get everyone sick, fly to France, get everyone sick, et cetera, et cetera. They got the whole Western world sick. So the reality is, either way, they're either guilty of murder, mass murder, or manslaughter. So there's nothing wrong with saying that. I mean, how naive would you be? How naive could you possibly be? It's like, you know, if someone murders your child and they happen to be, Romanian. Let's use Romanian. One of my best friends from Romania. Say, happen to be Romanian. Your reaction wouldn't be, I hate all Romanians, but your reaction would absolutely, positively, could be, and should be, I hate that Romanian. You have a right to say, I hate the Chinese government, and they're our biggest enemies in the world now. And they sent that COVID our way to destroy us, or they certainly let it get out to destroy us, and they killed the economy and put 40 million out of work, and permanently 20 million, and they got wrong with saying that. That has nothing to do with hating Asian Americans, Chinese Americans. Nothing at all. We don't hate Chinese Americans. There's not a Republican I know that hates Chinese Americans. That's a bull. That's a bunch of bunk. Bull spit. But I do know that in many Asian neighborhoods are relatively poor, and they're right on top of low-income minority neighborhoods, and they get mugged and attacked and murdered all the time. That's not a hate crime. They're not mugging them because they're Asian. They're mugging them because they mug everybody. In Chicago, you got black-on-black crime and black-on-black murder. Massive black-on-black murder. Tons of people shot every single week in Chicago, blacks shooting blacks. So when they shoot an Asian, is it because they're Asian? Or is it because they're just criminals shooting people? I think these are just criminals. Black people are criminals. These are criminals who happen to be black. Two different things. But this is what's going on in America. There's a massive amount recently of black criminals. They're criminals who happen to be black, shooting Asian people, mugging Asian people, beating Asian people, kicking in the face Asian people. It sure isn't Republicans doing it, but you wouldn't know that from watching the news. The news media is nothing but fake news 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, lying to you all day with propaganda like this is the, you know, the Soviet Union or East German Stasi or KGB or People's Republic of China, ironically. It's like China around here. They're such liars. The reality is there's no Republicans mugging Asian people. There's no Republicans beating Asian people. I know of no white Republican who says, let me go kick an Asian in the face. I think there are criminals who, in this case, happen to be in low-income neighborhoods, minority neighborhoods, and they happen to be black, and they're looking for a crime victim. I don't think they care they're Asian. I think they're looking for any crime victim. Could be white, could be black, could be Asian. But don't tell me there's this massive hate crime wave in the United States of America against Asians. What there is a crime wave against everybody. Crime is out of control in this country. It just so happens, like, black people mostly attack black people. And then there's also black on Asian crime, there's black on white crime in bad minority neighborhoods, meaning low-income, high-crime neighborhoods. It's not that there's an Asian crime wave. There's a crime wave against everyone. There's a black-on-black crime wave in this country. So stop trying to tell me that's what it is, because it's not. Here's a great article that backs me up. America's cities are being turned into crime-ridden war zones. Murder rates are way up again in 2021. In fact, one study of 34 big U.S. cities found their murder rates rose by an average of 30% in 2020. So it's not an Asian crime wave. It's just a crime wave. You're taking your life in your hands going near any bad, rough, high-crime minority neighborhoods. And it just so happens minority neighborhoods are poor and they're always high crime. A study by the National Commission on COVID-19 and Criminal Justice found murders increased by 30% across 34 large U.S. cities. In some areas, carjackings, robberies, shootings, sexual assaults, and violence have become so common, it seems like the crime literally never stops. Unless you have a death wish, there are certain parts of L.A., Minneapolis, Chicago, Philadelphia, and Baltimore you should never enter, especially at night. I always said that we should have a reality show, and the reality show should literally take a bunch of bleeding heart liberals, preferably white liberals, dripping in diamonds, and drop them off at midnight in a high crime neighborhood, and let's see if they make it till 6 a.m. Keep the cameras on them, and let's see what happens to them. And at 6 a.m., they're going to be conservatives. Trust me. Yeah, escape from Baltimore, exactly. At 6 a.m. in the morning, assuming they're alive, and I want them to be alive, they'll certainly be in pain. They'll certainly be scared to death. They'll certainly be in shock. They'll certainly be without their diamonds. The dripping in diamonds women who are liberal and just love, you know, poor people and minority people and want all the criminals to get out of prison and believe in social justice. By 6 a.m. in the morning walking through the high-crime neighborhood, they will be relieved of all of their jewelry and probably all their clothes, too. And they will be scared to death they're not going to make it through the night alive. And scared to death they're going to be raped. And by the time you get to 6 a.m., they'll be conservatives. Isn't that the old joke? You know, what do you call it? You know, what's a conservative? A liberal who's been mugged. Right? That's a conservative. A liberal who's been mugged. And, of course, the other joke I've given over the years many times is what's the definition of a racist, anyone winning an argument with a liberal. If you're winning the argument with a Democrat, you are a racist. That's all they do. That's the game they play. Everybody's a racist. Even if, like me, you spent your entire upbringing around nothing but black people, and your friends were black people, and you invited black people to your bar mitzvah. I'm the only guy in the entire Westchester County, New York, who had black people invited to his bar mitzvah. Okay? Because I was a Jew, hung out with nothing but black people in school, and nothing but Italian people in my neighborhood. And one Irishman, Johnny O'Byrne, by the way. I had one Irish friend and like 10 Italian friends. That was my gang. That was my life. So it was like my life was around Irish, Italian, and blacks. That's it. And so don't tell me that I'm racist, because that's the biggest lie I ever told. You know, I was with a black friend, and a bunch of roughneck white kids saw him with me in the middle of Mount Vernon, New York, and were going to beat him up. Now, my friends and, you know, people I knew didn't carry knives, they didn't carry guns, but they wanted to beat him up for walking through a white neighborhood with me. And I stood in front of my black friend and said, you're going to have to go through me. So don't ever tell me about racism. I risked my life for my black friends. Don't ever tell me about racism. But there's definitely, you'd have to have a death wish to walk through certain parts of L.A. and New York and Minneapolis, Baltimore, and Detroit. It's a study looking at 37 large U.S. cities found the murder rates up by an average of 18%. And I'm telling you, it's only going to get worse, because now there's going to be illegal aliens coming in. And for every nice illegal, and I'm sure there's always a few very nice people, and every nice family looking to better their life, there's going to be 10 that they just let out of prison. They emptied the prisons and said, head to America and get out of this country. Don't ever come back. They don't want them. They're criminals. They're on welfare. They kill people. They hurt people. They cause all kinds of needs for more police they can't afford. Believe me, Mexico and Central America and the rest of the world is sending all their worst people to America. This is Wayne Allen Root. Never in history has your wealth been in so much peril. The solution is called the Golden Rule. Eat with the gold rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. That's great news. You know the wisdom, buy low, sell high. But gold won't be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Add in $1.9 trillion in stimulus and trillions in infrastructure spending and tens of trillions in a Green New Deal. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. That's where Michael Rich and the Asset Strategies team comes in. They've been my go-to gold guys for 16 years. If you call ASI today, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium, just $79 over gold while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com. Buy gold and you'll keep what's yours.
Billy Gerard here for Ocean Salmon. Ah, the new year is on its way and you're making those resolutions. One of yours this year to eat better. And you know what? Salmon should be a part of that. And the best salmon is available, delivered to you from our friends at OceanSalmon.com. Chilean farm-raised, sustainably raised in the cold Chilean waters. You know, it's one thing to make a commitment to eat better. The next step in that is knowing where your salmon comes from. The very best salmon comes from Chile. And that is OceanSalmon.com. Go right now. OceanSalmon.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR15. You will get an additional pound of salmon, 15% off, and free shipping. Ocean Salmon. OSHENSALMON. OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Free shipping. An additional pound. Oh my goodness. And 15% off. OceanSalmon.com. OSHENSALMON.com. That's OceanSalmon.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR15. Hurry. Supplies are limited.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, sponsor of the segment of the show, Liberty Health Share. Anyone who's listened to the show for the last 6 years knows how much I enjoy talking about Liberty Health Share because I gave up Aetna Health Insurance 6 months ago when I started this show, and Liberty became the sponsor of the show. I said, I've got to join them because I can't be offering this to my fans and my listeners if I'm not willing to do it myself. But I was scared to death, as I'm sure everybody is, to just give up your health insurance. This is a health insurance alternative. It's not health insurance. It is Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry, but there are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want, and you negotiate basically a cash price, which is, like when I had kidney stone surgery. The price was $34,000, and I said, I have no insurance. You don't tell me you have Liberty Health Share. You say you have no insurance. Liberty Health Share is not insurance, so you don't have insurance. And they say, well, our cash price is $4,000. And you go, great, here's my credit card. And you put the $4,000 on the credit card, and then you submit it to Liberty, and Liberty gave me $3,100 of the $4,000. Or maybe it's even $3,300. I can't remember. It's $3,000 and change of the $4,000, of the $34,000 bill. So it just goes to show you how good this is, what a great system it is. Liberty offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. And in the 6 years I've been with them, I saved at least a minimum, bare bones minimum, of $120,000. So when you look in your bank account, would you be happy to see an extra $120,000? Well, 6 years from now, that can be you. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to Liberty HealthShare.org/WayneRoot. LibertyHealthShare.org/WayneRoot. So what was I saying in the last segment? I was talking about how bad the border is and how they dropped a baby in the Rio Grande River, how they dropped a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old over the wall in the dark, in the middle of the night, in the desert, nowhere near civilization. The things they do are so disgusting. And I told you that a girl was gang raped, and I'm sure all these people get gang raped, all these kids, all these women. Sure enough, a new report is out. 80% of women and young girls are raped on the journey to the U.S.-Mexican border, and the Democrats say nothing. Not, oh, they're such nice people. They say nothing. 80% of women and girls sexually assaulted along the way. And the question is, how many times? Show me a really pretty girl, and you'll probably get assaulted like 100 times up through Mexico. I mean, this is sick. There are 15,000 unaccompanied minors currently in U.S. custody. By the way, you know that in prisons, people get raped all the time. Men get raped all the time in prison. There aren't enough guards to watch all the people all the time. So you don't think all these 15,000 kids in a held in U.S. custody are raping other kids? You don't think all the young and weak ones are being raped right now by the older, stronger ones? You don't think all the women are being raped by other women? Absolutely. It's absolutely happening. They're not doing a damn thing about it. And by the way, you know, the lies in the media, the fake news in the media is over the top. And look, I have never told anyone not to get the COVID-19 vaccine. But I've warned you on this show, you know, I've told you what I think. I'm going to wait. I'm not getting it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to find out how many problems there are down the line. Because I believe in science. See, Democrats don't know what they're talking about. I believe in science. And science tells me it's a remote chance, but lots of people have died. You know, millions have gotten the vaccine. Almost 2,000 have died from the vaccine in the United States. Almost 4,000 have died from the vaccine in Europe. And there were like 160,000 bad injuries from the vaccine in Europe. I don't know what the number is in the United States, but a lot of people have bad reactions. And so, you know, that's just the immediate reaction, death and injury immediately. But you have no idea what this vaccine could do to you 3 months, 6 months, 12 months down the line, 2 years down the line. You have no idea what you're getting into. So I just mentioned this stuff. I never said don't take the vaccine. There's a lot of arguments on both sides. I get it. A lot of you have chosen to do it or are going to do it. I get it. It's okay. It's not a black mark against you. I'm not going to put a red mark on your sleeve. Everything's fine. Go take the vaccine if you want. But I always make sure your eyes are wide open. So I just want to let you know, Richard Terrell, 74 years old in Virginia, took the Johnson & Johnson COVID vaccine, and it caused a severe rash and all his skin peeled off. It just happened so fast, he said, my skin peeled off. It's still coming off in my hands now. He received the shot earlier this month, forced to go to Virginia Commonwealth University Medical Center for treatment. They've got photos here. It's one of the most disgusting things you'll ever see. 4 days after the injection, he got this horrible rash, and then all his skin peeled off. It was stinging, it was burning, it was itching. Whenever I bent my arms or legs, like the inside of my knee, it was swollen and painful and rubbing against itself. Doctors determined what happened to Terrell was a reaction to the vaccine. Lots of patients come here and say, I got the vaccine, here's what's happened. I'm sure it's the vaccine, and we're very careful to see every patient and make sure we rule out everything. Test done on Terrell, it was the vaccine. His skin peeled off his body. Thousands of reports of skin issues from the vaccine, just so you know.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I start with one rule. No one, let me say it again, no one making under $400,000 will see their federal taxes go up, period.
President Biden, as he lays out his new infrastructure plan in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the president continues.
Puts people to work to repair and upgrade that we badly need. It makes it easier and more efficient to move goods, to get to work, and to make us more competitive around the world.
Moderna is starting phase one research on a new vaccine to protect against the South African variant of COVID-19. The variant has spread quickly and has been resistant to some vaccines. They are looking for study volunteers across the country and want to have them enrolled by the end of April. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio. You can always reach me, WayneRoot at gmail.com. My email, WayneRoot. You get my opinions all day long on Parler, at Real Wayne Root. Go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R.com, and go to at Real Wayne Root, and you get my opinions all day long on my Parler page. And as far as my flagship station, 790 a.m. here in Las Vegas, summer is coming. Summer's coming. This Saturday, 93 degrees. This Sunday, 91 degrees. This coming Monday, 90 degrees. So three 90-degree days coming up in Las Vegas. Summer is here. Wow. It came fast. And I just want to let you all know about an event, and then we'll get right to my guest. I've got an event coming up. I always talk about energized health on this show, John and Chelsea Jubilee, and I talk about how I personally lost 25 pounds of inner body fat on their energized health program, their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat. I gained 10 pounds of muscle, and I gained 7 pounds of hydration. I'll be there in person to tell my story and to talk to all of you, to give a speech, and to meet every one of you one-on-one. And the event will be Saturday, April 17th, here in Las Vegas, 10:30 in the morning till 12 noon. 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon, Saturday, April 17th, at the Ahern Hotel, 300 West Sahara Avenue, Las Vegas, Nevada. And it's Sahara right near the Las Vegas Strip, right on the corner of Las Vegas Boulevard in a little bit. And Sahara is the Ahern Hotel. It's where we all met for my Trump rallies, two of them. It's a great place and easy parking. And the event will be in the lobby Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 a.m. to 12 noon. And I think you will have a great time. And John and Chelsea Jubilee will be there to tell you how you can lose 25 pounds or more of inner body fat in just a matter of a few days, literally in 88 days. And I will be there to tell you my story. So there we have it. Hope you'll be there. I hope as many of you will turn out as you did for all my great Trump events. We had thousands of people, and we hope to have a big event as well on April 17th. April 17th, 10:30 in the morning, Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. Come on and join us. It is free. Free. That's a magic word, isn't it? All right. Our guest is here, Dr. John Lott. He's the president of the Crime Prevention Research Center, former senior advisor for research and statistics at the U.S. Department of Justice, Justice's Office of Legal Policy, where he works on voter fraud issues. He's the author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Great to have you with us, Dr. John Lott. You're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Doing great. Great to talk to you.
And by the way, when you know, before we get to all the voter fraud stuff, your gun control myths, that book, Gun Control Myths, I would say the biggest myth is that literally when you pass any sort of law to try and stop crime, it has no effect on crime because all it does is limit honest people's ability to get a gun. What does any law have to do with a criminal getting a gun on the streets of any city? The answer is nothing. You can get any drug you want and probably any gun you want in a prison. So I don't think you're going to have an easy time stopping criminals from getting guns on a street corner in a bad neighborhood. So when does gun control ever prevent a criminal from getting their hands on a gun?
Right. I guess I would phrase it a little bit differently. I think it can actually produce bad effects because to the extent, I mean, even if you stop some criminals from getting guns, if you primarily disarm law-abiding good citizens, you can see increases in violent crime. I mean, one simple example of this is if you look around the world where either all guns or all handguns have been banned, every single time murder and homicide rates go up. I mean, you think out of randomness, once or twice, they'd even at least stay the same, if not go down. But, you know, it's something that you see every time. It's just not in Chicago or Washington, D.C., even in island nations, which you think would be kind of the ideal experiment for gun control. You see the same big increase, often 3, 4, 5, 7-fold increases in murder rates after gun bans have gone into effect. And, you know, it's not just something that applies to something like a gun ban. It applies to many types of regulations. You know, you have these background checks on private transfers of guns. you know, it may cost $70 in some places or $80 to do a background check. In Washington, D.C., it costs $125. It may not stop you or I from being able to go and get a gun, but the people who need guns the most for protection, the people who are most likely victims of violent crime, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, you make them have to start paying those types of fees just to go through the background check. And you may stop them from being able to go and get guns to protect themselves and their families, making them more vulnerable than they would be otherwise.
Right. Agreed. Totally agreed. Especially at a moment where Biden and the Democrats have opened the border and they're letting millions of people could come in the next few years, and many of them will be criminals. And at that moment in time, they'll overrun our cities with crime, and they're trying to disarm us. What a wonderful moment to disarm good, honest people when you're letting in millions of people, many of whom are criminals. That seems to me that's someone who doesn't care very much. You talk about Black Lives Matter. How about do American Lives Matter? Obviously not to Joe Biden and the Democrats. But we're talking to Dr. John Lott.
It's the reason why we saw such increases in crime last year. It's basically the same types of theories. We had in jails and prisons across the country releasing anything from at least 25%, in some cases over 50% of their inmates. You had police being ordered to stand down. You had and not responding to calls. You had prosecutors in major urban areas refusing to prosecute violent criminals. And guess what? Crime went up. I mean, anybody who's read my academic research knows that I think police are extremely important in stopping crime. I think they're the single most important factor. But people saw last year that, unfortunately, the police, when they're not allowed to do their jobs, they can't depend upon the police. And so that's the reason why we saw over the course of the last year such huge increases in gun sales, record gun sales that were occurring. Of course, the Biden administration, with things like talking about banning the importation of guns, are just going to make things like the shortages that we already experience for guns and ammunition much worse than they already are.
All right, so the main reason we had you on the show, Dr. John Lott, is to talk about election fraud. What do you think really went down in Montana? What did you see in Montana that makes it a prototype for, you know, voter fraud all over the country?
Right. Well, the thing is, there really haven't been careful checks of what's happened with mail-in ballots. In Maricopa County, finally, you had a judge that allowed people to look at 100 of the over 1.6 million mail-in ballots that were cast. In Cobb County, Georgia, the Secretary of State looked at 10% of the mail-in ballots, but that wasn't even the county that people were concerned about. They were concerned about Fulton County, which is where Atlanta is. There hasn't been, prior to this audit of mail-in ballots in Missoula, Montana, an actual audit of all the mail-in ballots in a county. And what they found was that there were about 6.3% more votes cast than envelopes. And the problem is all the votes, this was a completely mail-in vote election. And so it should be impossible for them to go and have more votes than envelopes there. I mean, without the envelopes, you can't check the dates. There's no signatures to check. And, you know, it creates real problems of fraud issues. And that wasn't the only problems that were there. When the audit went through, they found that there were a number of envelopes that didn't have dates on them. They had found a number of envelopes that didn't have the signatures checked. And so you're talking about problems with over 7% of the ballots there. And that's not even all the issue. They found many cases where it looked like identical signatures. There was one nursing home where there were 28 envelopes that all had the exact same signature on it. Unfortunately, they weren't allowed by the election officials to take pictures of the signatures, which created a couple problems. One, they didn't have a record, but two, because of the COVID restrictions, you had to have the auditors spread out at different tables, and they weren't allowed to share the ballots that they found that were duplicates. So, you know, one auditor may have found a number of signatures that looked identical, and another auditor may have seen the same signatures, but it wouldn't be possible for them to add them to the total that the other auditor was seeing.
Yeah, I mean, look, it's clear to me that if you don't have voter ID, and you allow mail-in voting, that anybody could cheat by millions. It doesn't. No one has any idea whether signatures match. No one has any idea if the person's dead or alive. No one has any idea if they actually live in that city. No one has any idea if they're a legal voter, if they're an illegal alien. No one has any idea of anything if there's no voter ID and you have mail-in ballots. But you know what I thought was the most egregious voter fraud tip-off in this election is all the cities where they counted the ballots without letting Republicans in to see the ballot count. Well, that's like me saying,
right,
you know, the Dallas Cowboys won the game, but, you know, there were no referees on the field, and we're just going to tell you they won, and you got to just believe me, even though you're a Washington Redskin. Are you going to believe that? No, you're not going to believe that. So who would believe without GOP in the room, Democrats would count fairly?
No, I mean, that's the real concern. And unfortunately, the courts, the Republicans would go to court. We constantly hear that there are 60 cases that the Republicans lost. Well, the problem is the courts never looked at the evidence for vote fraud. What happened is the Republicans went in, they would say exactly what you're saying. Look, there are a lot of irregularities. Observers weren't allowed to observe the elections that are there. And the judges would say, you have to show us that there was enough fraud to overturn this election before we're going to go further with the case. And the Republicans say, without the observers watching and counting.
Right, we can't prove it, right. Hey, Dr. John, we got to run. The music's on. We're up against a break. Dr. John Lott, president of the Crime Prevention Research Center and author of Gun Control Myths, How Politicians, the Media, and Botched Studies Have Twisted the Facts on Gun Control. Thank you, Dr. Lott. Appreciate having you on. God bless. This is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a health care program for 2021, you are in luck. A special enrollment period is taking place right now through May 15th. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable health care sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Discover more about the power of sharing at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian health care sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They've paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 since I joined. To find out more about health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. I love John and Chelsea. The results? People lose fat fast while eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy, boost your immune system, look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercises. How do I know? Because I just completed my first 88 days on the program, and I've lost 25 pounds of fat. I'm getting hydrated at the cellular level, but don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button at energizedhealth.com. Watch the masterclass. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Join me. 888-444-8895. Mention war and get 40% off.
40%.
Go now to energizedhealth.com. 888-444-8895 or energizedhealth.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Ten.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, but Wayne Allen Root, by the way, the entire narrative that Republicans committed terrorist acts, you know, we heard this nonstop the entire January and February, and it's all falling apart. The January 6th insurrection at the Capitol, I kept saying, it was like a bunch of people being let in, the cops saying, come on in, come on in. You know what that is? At the worst, it's trespassing. It's nothing. They didn't do anything. As far as murder, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. I'm going to reserve judgment on the one cop who died, but it looks like he had some sort of a medical seizure or stroke, and it wasn't murder. No one's being charged with murder. Maybe that'll change. I don't know. But nobody dropped a fire extinguisher on his head. His own family says that didn't happen. And as far as everybody else, there were some medical episodes, but there was no murder and there were no guns. Nobody was armed. And so now the terrorist insurrection narrative is completely collapsing, as most of the Capitol rioters will not face any jail time. It's going to be a reality check for liberal Americans. You know what they're going to say, though? Oh, this is because Republicans control America. Really? I think it's Democrats who control America. I think it's Democrats who control the media. It's Democrats who control government, every government employee, every government agency. Most of the politicians are either Democrats or deep state big brother losers. And they certainly control the entire education system, the entire media, the entire social media, the entire court system. Democrats control all that. Sponsor of this segment of the show, but there will not be any jail terms for any of these people. There was no terrorism, and there was no murder. There will be no jail time. They're probably all going to get slapped on the wrist with some sort of trespassing charge at best. And all other charges will be dropped, even though they threw the book at all of them, and they raided their homes at 4 o'clock in the morning with FBI SWAT teams so that they could then find out the charges are nothing. Misdemeanors. You should have let them literally let their lawyers call in or let them show up for a desk appointment. Who decided to send FBI SWAT teams like Roger Stone? They did the same thing to these poor people. They treated them like they treated Roger Stone. FBI SWAT teams at 4 o'clock in the morning. What a joke. What a joke the FBI's become in this country. What a joke. If you want to see me live, big event coming up on Saturday, April 17th. It is Energized Health. And you know Energized Health is a sponsor of the show since November. So November, December, January, February, March. So we're starting our sixth month. They just signed a new one-year deal. They're so happy that so many Wayne Root fans trust Wayne Root and believe in Wayne Root. And when I tell you I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, they said, holy crap, I got to join this thing. Well, now you're going to see me in person. And you'll see how thin, how much weight I've lost, how good I look, how good I feel, how young I look. I'm coming to the event. I'm speaking at the event. I'm meeting all of you one-on-one. And the event is free. Come and find out about Energized Health and what it did for my health. Saturday, April 17th at the Ahern Hotel on 300 West Sahara Avenue near the Vegas Strip. 10:30 in the morning to 12 noon is the event. So it's a lousy 90 minutes of your life. Add it to your calendar. Come. It is free. And find out how to gain the benefits of cellular hydration. Here's what they say about the event. Congratulations, you've taken the first step on your journey to discover the hidden secrets of your best you and your optimal health at the cellular level. You will get to hear and see some of the richest treasures of insight and knowledge that took more than 20 years to uncover. We're honored and excited to be part of your transformation journey, John and Chelsea Jubilee. So you'll hear from John and Chelsea and from Wayne Allyn, and I'll mingle with the crowd, and I'll get to say hi to every single one of you, and it's free. Saturday, April 17th, 10:30 in the morning. So I want to remind you of something I talked about a couple days ago on the show. Red states leading U.S. economic growth, Commerce Department report finds. Not only did red states make up 7 of the top 10 states, and Democrat states made up all of the worst states for the economy, but also the 3 absolute best states were South Dakota, Texas, and Utah, the country's economic engines in the fourth quarter. All red states, red governors, red state senates, and red state assemblies, all Republican. This is the fourth quarter GDP combined with the February 2021 unemployment rates. And they all did fantastic, the red states. South Dakota, 9.9%. Economic growth. Texas, 7.5%, and Utah, 7.1%. They all have Republicans controlling every lever of government. Of the remaining 7 other states in the top 10, also Republican, Tennessee, 6.7% growth. Iowa and Nebraska, each with 6.3%. Alaska with 5.8%, and Missouri with 5.6%. And at the very bottom, all Democrat states, the worst states were Hawaii and California. And I think it's interesting to note, separate from this, that the worst states for COVID right now, last week, the worst states in America, New York, New Jersey, and Michigan. Do you understand? Those states are shut down. Their economies are awful. And yet, they also have tons of COVID. How do you explain that? Well, I've been able to explain it. When you shut people down, you create massive stress. They don't have a job. Their lives are destroyed. And you get sick when you're under massive stress. They're causing COVID. And don't forget, in Democrat states, you got Democrat governors who sent old people literally purposely to their death in nursing homes, spreading COVID with sick older people.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.